Hello and welcome to what will be the final episode of Bitcoin with Jake. It's the 6th of July 2023 and I can't quite believe I've got this far. So I want to just do a small review as to what brings us to today. And for those on YouTube, there is some slides, but it should be easy enough to follow just on audio as a simple podcast. A timeline. So shout out to Dad. All the way back in 2009, his sad passing was really what began this process. Fast forward to October of 2020, and I saw a video by Michael Saylor, or Michael Saylor being interviewed by Raoul Powell, Bitcoin Infiltrates Corporate America. And this YouTube video has changed my life, essentially. So I really understood for the first time that Bitcoin was a serious asset that could be taken from a professional perspective and utilized as part of an investment portfolio very, very, very well. Shout out to Michael Saylor for that interview and for the work he's done in teaching me how important this is. August 2021, I started a newsletter, Bitcoin with Jake News. And then April of 2022, I started my podcast, Bitcoin with Jake. I did almost 80 episodes, I think, in total in the end. And it's led to all sorts of interesting outcomes to bring me to July 2023. And I'm going to be a founding member of a company called the Bitcoin Advisor. Very, very exciting how this has all played out. So some of the good things that have happened. Well, I've made a ton of new friends. I've created a new network of connections. And as a result, an amazing business opportunity has come out of this. So as I mentioned, I was looking at Bitcoin as an investor, a high net wealth, thinking about portfolio management and long-term protection of wealth. And I came across a financial advisor, Pete Dunworth, shout out to him now, my business partner, who developed a very, very good collaborative custody solution, which meant that I could sleep well at night knowing that I was putting large amounts of capital into Bitcoin, and that if I got hit by a bus, actually I could sleep well. And that's been a phenomenal insight and helped me through this process of reallocating money from a traditional financial system and a management process into Bitcoin. So the final point I'm making here of good is, so it's a new network, a business opportunity's come out of it, but also I have been able to reallocate my capital. So all these people I spoke to around the world and asked about their personal story to Bitcoin helped me due diligence and understand what it actually is and therefore make a large investment. There's been some bad points. For example, shout out to Jeff Booth for coming on the show. I just didn't even switch my microphone on for the first 10 minutes. Now, luckily my laptop was listening, but what a fail that is as a podcaster. I learned to take feedback, not interrupting people. I just do it all the time. So I had to learn how to listen, and being told what you do poorly is actually really hard. By being a podcaster, you're opening yourself up to all sorts of opinions and issues from other people if they want to share them. Finally, I did stupid stuff like I lost the episode I recorded with Gigi, an amazing Bitcoin educator who'd shared his time. I just couldn't find it. You're like, oh my God, that is such a fuck up. Anyway, luckily I eventually did, but yeah, there's so many things that you make mistakes along the way, and I guess you do learn from them, but at the time it's tough. Now, about the future, I'm joining a team. Shout out to Andy and to Pete, and also Julia and Juliet in the background. This is going to be so fantastic. I can't wait to share our complementary skills and build out a business that I'm ultimately the cheerleader customer, shall we say. So that journey I already mentioned about helping reallocate capital and how important Pete's been. I look forward to helping other families with their wealth management strategies. People work so hard to build their businesses, to protect their wealth, and to grow their families. And they need looking after. And in this world today, it's impossible to beat inflation, according to some financial advisors. Well, this is bullshit. Buy Bitcoin, secure it safely, use the collaborative custody tool that we are building, and you'll be safe. And part of this also means, you know, literally building a new financial system. Like, who would have thought I would have come to this point? Like, what is money? And wow, what wonderful questions get down that. So some help, please, if you're listening still. Check out the Bitcoin Advisors services. Please introduce us to any new customers that might be out there and follow us on all the socials, newsletter, and new podcasts that will be coming out. Finally, thank you. Without an audience, a podcast is nothing. So your support is unbelievable. As always, reach out if you have any questions. And just a parting point, I'm so grateful. So thank you very, very much.